Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the LMIC joining us in just a moment.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
The first sale of the new year for Superior Livestock is Bellringer 31, 10th and 11th of January, live from Denver, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232 and now on DirecTV Channel 603. Also on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 70,000 to sell with 24,000 yearling steers, 10,000 yearling heifers, and 32,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock. We're talking today with Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center. Jim, as we look back to this last year, it really turned out to be a better year than we really thought it would be for beef cattle producers as far as the markets were concerned.
It was. It turned out to be a year where, especially in the fourth quarter of 2017, the market was stronger than anticipated on the cattle side, supported by a stronger than anticipated beef market. So the wholesale beef market was really the driver behind that. Kind of everything went right that we could have imagined in 2017 compared to 2016.
I guess we're still waiting on those final numbers for beef exports for calendar year 2017, but really a very remarkable year, both value and volume.
Looks like a record year. And we anticipated a good year, but the price that we've been able to sell the product for has certainly added more than we thought to the total value of beef exports. Some of our other items, the non-meat items, have struggled a little bit, but we've had a rather broad base in terms of exports, especially to Asia. The Asian economies have done quite well, and we've made good inroads into countries like South Korea, where we've taken actually some market share away from Australia.
What, you know, when you look at those beef exports, what really grabbed your attention in 2017?
Well, that they were rather stable all year long. We saw a little bit of tail off late in the year, but in contrast to pork and chicken that really struggled in the summer months, beef exports just kept moving right along, and exports to Japan were quite robust. Japan has reported actually a very good economy for the first time in many years.
Did you ever really see much impact, at least as of yet, on these higher tariffs on part of our beef exports into Japan?
We really haven't. Those tariffs really apply to frozen beef product. There seemed to be some shifting in Japan to fresh product, and they view it as rather short-term. But I think that turned out to be less of a problem than it could have been, clearly.
Let's talk a little bit about domestic beef demand, if we might. You indicated that we've really been able to sell all this product that we've had, a bigger amount than a year ago, and the prices have been very, very solid.
In the wholesale beef market, and there's a subtle economic distinction here. This overall consumer demand profile in the U.S. has remained robust, but we had enormous amounts of featuring in the beef market. We actually had featuring of beef right up until the week before Thanksgiving, which we haven't seen in decades. So that demand coming from the retail sector, as they were very competitive in that sector, was a key component to the demand for wholesale beef to be strong, which then fed through to packers' demand for cattle, fed cattle being strong, and came right back to calf and yearling prices. So it really wasn't that our overall consumer profile was greatly improved from an economist's perspective, but that meat demand profile was very robust, thanks in large part to this featuring and specialing, and we're glad it's a beef. That's a product that drew people into stores, and they really played that card to the advantage of the beef cattle producers in 2017.
Well, that was the reason for the featuring. It was to the advantage of those grocers.
Absolutely. Very much a competition environment in the grocery stores and in the restaurant sectors, and those two competing with each other. And beef is one of the items that they can clearly use to compete in the kind of the emerging retail marketplace.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, you're invited to be a part of the second annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Meeting coming Thursday, January 25th. It'll be happening at the Reed Conference Center starting at 9 a.m. It's an all-day meeting that'll provide OCA members an opportunity to consider and create policy that'll drive the organization here in 2018. For more information about the OCA Winter Policy Meeting, you can go to their website, okcattlemen.org. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.